Okay, hello everyone. My name is Michal or Savik. I work at Canonical, work on Ubuntu, and I work on Mir, and it's still not dead. But one of the things that we started doing recently was actually working on Flutter. Yes, 15 minutes. And it's we're at Canonical, we're using Flutter to develop some of our own apps, like the software store and the installer. But one of our kind of not very well hidden goals is to actually bring the Flutter community over to Linux so that we can enable all of those people to deliver apps for Linux. But what we actually really want is for them to deliver apps cross-platform. And Flutter on desktops, it exists. You can run Flutter apps on desktop for a while now. But the kind of the biggest hindrance was that you could only do a single window for a long time. And you may think, well, that's okay. That's a single window is fine. But it's not actually just about a single window. It's a single surface. Like all of your menus, all of your dialogues, everything just had to go into a single window, into a single surface. And in the Mir team, we see this problem kind of from the opposite side than the toolkit developers. And Flutter was the perfect candidate for us to look at this because it didn't have any pre-assumptions, any previous points about this. So it's a perfect candidate to make the conversation between the application developer, the application toolkit, and the compositor be about the context rather than the behavior. So rather than the application saying that this is a window that is positioned here and it's modeled to its parent, it will rather say that it's a dialogue and that's its parent and it's positioned relative to its parent, and then that relationship is maintained through the life cycle of the application. So our goal is to make Flutter a great platform to build cross-platform applications, right? Built once, run anywhere, right? That's from mobile to floating, tiling desktops. One of the big problems with how usually things are built is that when you get into a tiling window manager, all of those behaviors kind of break because the window manager actually has to heuristically understand what did the application, what did the toolkit mean by creating that new window. So having surveyed the behaviors of many desktop applications across platform, we distill the language that describes the purpose of a window and not its behavior. So then it's the platform integration that will kind of map the what is the appropriate behavior for a window of that type on that platform. We are all used to how dialogues work, how tooltips, menus work, and there's just no point to kind of expose the application developer to those details because it's been there for 5 decades now, right? Those behaviors are very well integrated into our minds and into how applications on the desktop work. So depending on platform, as much as possible of the original context, we will be pushing down to the compositor. For example, again, going back to the example of a tiling window manager, it doesn't need to kind of think about what are those windows properties, but rather it just gets told this is a dialog for this window, and you will place it over the original tile of the parent window rather than sometimes ending up as a separate tile and being a very weird experience. And so as part of that work, we built a reference application that kind of lets you play with the whole toolkit that we are making available to widget and to application developers. And you can simulate how all of those behaviors work on, in this particular case, Windows. We started with Windows because that's where most of the Flutter community lives, and it was also the furthest in even making this possible in terms of Flutter being able to draw to multiple surfaces. So this, when you design your app, you can or working on a widget, you can just see what kinds of things are available here. A major concept in this is aligned with the XDG Wayland positioner concept, where again, you don't just say that my child window is at XY of my parent, but rather just describe the relationship. Like, here's a button, in a sense, that will, around which I want to place my, let's say, a combo box, right? So when you click that button, there's a drop-down opening, a context menu from that. But actually, the compositor gets all of that information. So if there's no space below, then put it above the button. Or if there's no space, resize it. So it's a rich language where the application developer and the toolkit developer can describe the behaviors, the desired behavior of each of those windows. The application, again, doesn't have to deal with screen dimensions or exclusive zones, docks, panels, all of those things that that toolkits, when you're, for example, on X11, you just have to ask the display server, can I draw here? What's my display size? Is this at the boundary of the display so I can resize my things? All of that can be easily moved and is more appropriately handled at the compositor side, and that's kind of where we're coming from. To make this happen, there's a lot. So this is, for example, the UI of the positioner that modifies how does the child relationship parent-child relationship goes, and all of that is actually the target for widget developers, right? Generally, because as an application developer, you shouldn't need to be exposed to this. You will be using a higher level concept of a drop-down menu, and that drop-down menu will be using these features to basically behave as good as it can on that particular platform. One overarching goal for us is to improve the story of existing applications as well, rather than just new use cases. So we modified the material widgets, which is one of the sets of widgets for Flutter. That's just one our first approach. To make use of windows where appropriate. And you can see here that before and after situation where on the left you will see the menu was, for example, cropped at the bottom. The tooltip has to be moved into the window because it can't be drawn outside. So all of these things actually just happen by way of switching one boolean, and suddenly the behaviors are much more what we are used to on desktop platforms. It's then making much better use of screen real estate and the system's capabilities. You get a proper dialogue. You can move the dialogue away if you want to glance at what was in the parent window. Tooltips are positioned better. And at the extreme, and that's going to come in a second in the video, you can see that currently you can't open a second window on or a toolbar in the current implementation. But what we did is you can open a satellite. And a satellite is what we kind of came up with. This is being the extreme kind of use case of having a toolbar. So if you've ever opened GIMP in multi-window mode, then it has all of those toolboxes on the side. And it's a common pattern across like